Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to all of my listeners out there in Radio Land. Thank you so much for tuning in to an episode of Talking with Tiffany. We surely do appreciate you taking your time out to talk to us on tonight. Before I proceed with the show, I want you all to think of this in your mind. I want to ask you a question. What is the one thing that you started but you haven't finished? What did you start but haven't finished? Doesn't matter how long ago you started. Could have been your college degree. Could have even been your GED. It could be organizing your closet. It could even be writing a book. Or what is the thing that you want to do? You want to take it to the next level, but you really don't know how to make it happen. It could be your business. It could even be your ministry. It could be fitness goals. Just something that you want to take to the next level. As you think about those things, I want to welcome you to our show. This is the Empowerment Radio Revival. We want to empower you to complete whatever it is you just thought in your mind. We want you to be empowered to complete your dreams. We want you to be excited about it. And more importantly, we want you to be equipped. Now, I keep saying we. And so on that note, I want to welcome my guest host on today, Pastor Kirk Bell. He is no stranger to the show. He has joined us on before, and he's going to help me, and we're going to empower you to make it happen. Hello, Pastor Bell. How are you doing on tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, doing great. It's good to be back on the show this evening.
Great. Let me tell you, when we did the show before, listeners, we did a show on submission. You need to go back into my archives, listen to that show. Pastor Bell, that show was one of the most listened to shows on the station. And we just certainly thankful for your input, your godly input. You all, when I started the submission show, I started off by saying, we have Pastor Bell here because I want you to know what thus said the Lord and not what thus said Tiffany. And you did just that. You gave us a word from the Lord. So here we are now talking about empowerment. We want to empower you to do whatever it is that you want to do, that you know that God has told you to do. Pastor Bill, what do you think about that? What do you think about people having a word from God, praying to God on what they should do? What is the next step after you pray to God? God, I want to get this done. God, I want to make this happen. God, I know you called me to do this. What is the next step that one can take to make sure that that happens?
Well, I believe when you have a goal and you're setting out to do something, one of the first things I had to get an understanding about is that power has a base.
Mm-hmm.
Power has a base. And that base is very important. One of the scriptures says, write the vision and make it plain. So
all right.
He that read can run, not walk, but run. And I believe that when you set your goals, especially this year, because I think we're living in a very crucial time to set a goal and to complete that goal. And I think what happens a lot of times, there's a lot of things that interrupts, that gets in the middle from that start point to that end point. So I think tonight's show is really going to set the precedent. People that are setting goals, people that have dreams, especially visions. And I'm glad that this came to you. This here, right here, what you're talking about tonight, God gave you this goal, this push to move people to the next level. And I think everybody that's listening tonight, that's tuning in tonight, you are in for a treat tonight because I believe God has set us in this place for a reason.
Yes, I definitely understand that. I like what you said. Set a goal and complete it. People of God, we have to finish what we started. And I'm just so amazed by how people think that just because God gave me a word, God told me to do this. Well, you have a responsibility to act on what it is that God told you to do. And I think sometimes we miss that component. God gave me the promise, but what am I going to do with the promise? I have a responsibility to make it happen. When God gives you a word, he equips you with what you need to complete it. But I think sometimes we just get a little comfortable. And what we do is we let obstacles stop us. if you think it's going to be easy, you may as well stay in bed because it's not going to be easy. Go ahead, Pastor.
Exactly. Especially if it's something that God has given you. Because guess what? Opposition is supposed to show up. That's how you know God has given you the vision. See, we want God to give us something, but without having any responsibility. And in other words, we're saying, God, we're going to put it all on you. And God said, no, I've given you the vision. Now you need to work it out. Amen. And one thing about that, God will not only give you the vision, he will also supply the provision. And the provision that he's going to supply is that get up and get it done attitude that you should have.
Totally agree. And I've even learned for myself that, you know, when you know that God has purposed you to do something, you just have to have the attitude that I can't fail. I'm not going to fail because God has already purposed it for my life. And at the beginning of the show, I asked you all to think about something. My listeners out there, I asked you to think about something that you started and may not have finished. And right now, you can probably think of every excuse as to why you did not finish it. Every excuse as to why you didn't go back to school. Every excuse as to why you didn't start that book that you know God told you to start. You got a manuscript in mind. You got a book cover in mind. But for some reason, you haven't sat down and started getting those pages together. Something has prevented you from moving forward. But on tonight, those things that have stopped you before will not stop you anymore. Because you're going to be empowered to pick up that dream, and you're going to be empowered to run and to move forward, because God is going to make your thoughts tangible. God gave me that. He said, your thoughts, everything that you thought in your mind, I can do this, I want to do this, you're going to be able to see it, you're going to be able to touch it, you're going to be able to feel it. If you have in your mind that you want to write a book, that's your thought, God's going to make it tangible, because now you're going to call yourself an author. If you want to have your college degree finished, now you're going to be a graduate. God is going to make your thoughts tangible. And I always use myself for an example of even how I started this show. I just woke up one day and said, this is what I want to do. So God told me to do this, do that, research this, and here it is, it's tangible. I'm on the phone talking on the show, and you all are out there listening to me. And that's what God wants to do in your life. Amen?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I think I'm in church. I said at the beginning of the show that I want you to be empowered. Other thing is I want you to be excited. How important is it to be excited about your own dream? We cannot expect other people to be excited about something that we are not excited about.
Exactly.
We cannot expect people to put in more work than we're willing to put in on our own. You know how much work it takes to pull this radio show? I was like, Jesus Christ. If anybody out there want to help, give me a call. Let me just put that out there in the atmosphere. Pastor, what do you think about people who are doing things, and what do you say to that person out there who feels like they don't have the support that they need in order to proceed with their dreams and their goals? What do you do when it's just you, your vision, and God? What do you do then?
Well, I think one of the things that stop a lot of people from moving forward is that they allow other people to affect their vision.
Yes.
They allow other people to affect their vision. And what people don't understand, God is not calling you to get along with people. And I think a lot of times we bury our vision, we bury our dreams, we bury our hopes because we don't have people coming along. But when God gives you a vision, you have to realize that that vision is not for the past. And you can't move forward looking back. One of the things that I've learned is that the vision is for the future. The vision is not for the past. The vision not only is for the future, but it also describes the end also. God is not going to give you a vision without also giving you hope for the end of that vision. And most of the times people, they give up because they don't have the support system. They don't have the crowd or whatever. But vision usually starts with one person. And then God brings in the other people to support that vision. Just like God gave Moses a vision. God gave Moses direction. But Moses could not get that job done on his own. So God had to bring in people with the same like mind the same people. And most times we don't have people that believe in us. So you have to start surrounding yourself with people that believe in you, people that believe in the dream, people that believe in the vision, and that are willing to make the same level of sacrifice that you make. So it's a lot of work to it. It's not easy, but it's worth it.
And you are so right. I mean, you have to think about it in future terms. Let's just assume God told you you're going to have a church. Well, what do you do when you get up to service and it's just you by yourself? Do you leave and do you say, well, God, nobody came Sunday. I'm throwing in the towel. Maybe I heard you wrong. I'm out of here. I'm not pastoring anymore. No. If God told you to do that, you keep showing up Sunday after Sunday until God sends the people. You keep studying.
That's
you
it.
Keep preparing. You keep planning. And God will send the people. You can't just give up because it's not looking good. What do you do when you're trying to start a business and you're like, God, I want to start this business. I know you told me to do it, but I don't have the money to go get the loan. Well, guess what? You keep planning. You keep working on your business plan. And God will, and God don't send the money from the bank. That ain't the only resource that God got, you know. You never know what avenue God is going to use to send somebody to bless you to do what it is that he told you to do in the first place, because that's what he do. He ain't going to give you a word and leave you out there on your own. He is going to send the people. And in that, I want you all, my listeners out there, to be empowered to be able to be patient. Be patient in what God is doing in your life. It may not happen overnight, but that's okay. Because that don't mean that God isn't going to come through. Go ahead and elaborate on that.
What you mean patient?
I mean,
to be patient,
to wait on God's timing. If it doesn't blow up the way that you think it's going to blow up, and if it doesn't happen according to the will that you set for the project, you wait until God gives you everything that you need to move forward. You do not throw in your dream because it don't look like it's working out the way you planned it in your head. Because your thoughts, your ways, and your will may not be the way God wants it to happen. You want it to happen overnight. God said, I want it to happen in 30 days.
Now you messing with something now. You just said patience.
Wait, let me say this. Patience, especially for my people who are thinking about getting married. That's a whole other subject. But say, you got to have some patience. You got to get to know people. I don't care how good they look or how good. You got to be patient and wait a minute. Married after 30 days of meeting. It may have worked for some people, just in case it did. You know, God bless you. But somebody, you got to be patient and wait a little bit. Wait on God to, God may have said go out on a date with him, but he may not have said go to City Hall with him. But anyway, go ahead, Pastor. What were you saying?
now you just hit on something dealing with that patience. You have to, if God gives you something, you have to have some level of patience. Because one of the scriptures says, he that regardeth the wind shall not sow. And I shared this a few weeks ago, that water is not important to people that don't sow. A farmer needs patience. He knows when he plants something, he has to have the discipline of patience to wait for the fruit. Now, you said something, Tiffany. You said patience, and then there was another word that you used. And I want you to kind of hit on this a little bit more. That thing called plan. How does that work with that patience?
Well, we're going to go into the next segment. I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to talk about being equipped to carry out your dream. And in there, before I do that, I just want to mention to you all really quickly, one of my listeners was Sandra. She has a business called Financial Matters. www.financialmommies.com is where you can get more information. She can tell you about financial matters and also life insurance. And the reason I wanted to mention that is because we have to start supporting one another.
Yes.
Whenever God gives me a platform, I want to be able to support somebody else and bring them to your attention. So, again, that's LaShondra, www.financialmommies.com. She can tell you about life insurance. If you don't have no life insurance, you need to call her because that is very – don't be leaving people with bills, okay? That's a whole other subject. You don't have to come on and talk about that. But I want you to be equipped. We have about 15 minutes. I want to talk about being equipped. And one of the things that you're going to need in order to be equipped is you're going to have a plan. You're going to have a plan. You're going to have goals. Don't just walk. I know God, you know, said go. You told Moses to go. But I want you to have a plan, and I want you to have goals. I want you to know where you're going. Don't just leave your kindred and just be walking around lost and confused. When it comes to what God gave you, I want you to have a plan. I want you to have a roadmap of what it is that you want to accomplish. See the finished picture. And I want you to have goals. And another thing is partnership. You have to have, and not somebody like a business partner, but you have to have somebody that can pray with you. Let me tell you, when I started this show, Pastor Bill and I first got on, I'm like, it's 10 o'clock, you know, feel like, okay, let's pray. You got to have somebody that's going to be like, we got this. Not, well, girl, you know you should have did this at a different time. You don't need people that's gonna down you when it comes to your dream. You want to surround yourself with people. As a matter of fact, you ought to surround yourself with people who have plans of their own. Because they will understand the importance. See, when you're talking to people who ain't got no plans, those are people that have you out all night doing stuff that ain't got nothing to do with your purpose in life. They have you going places, doing things that ain't got nothing to do with your purpose. But when they have a purpose of their own life, they'll know how to tell you, okay, what have you accomplished today? Okay, what have you gotten done today? Okay, what kind of doors do you see God opening today? I can connect you to somebody that can do this. Because they have a purpose on their own. Pastor, how important do you think it is to surround yourself with people who are positive and push you?
Well, one of the scriptures says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And I believe if you're going left and another person's going right, you will never accomplish anything. So it's very important to have people that that's walking in agreement. You know, one of the scriptures says, for the people had a mind to work. Now, here's something that's so interesting. The people that was dealing with the Tower of Babel, they had a plan. And then they were very patient about what they was doing. And then they were very persistent. They had a partnership. And then they had a purpose. Now, this is something that God did not tell them to do. But yet, it got God up off his seat. Now, how is that people who is not doing what God tells them to do are so successful, and yet we're talking about people now who have a relationship with God, but yet they can't come together. I can't understand that.
Wow.
So if God can come together, get up out of his seat and get into the affairs of men who was doing something because they was on one accord, and that's what you need. You need people that's going to be on the same page with you, that's willing to sit down and look at the plan, to look at and to be patient and be, number one, persistent, and you definitely need people that are willing to partner with you. And I'm so glad that God put this on your spirit, setting those goals and being equipped. That's that thing. These people had a vision to get to the top without being in line with God's word. And God said, if I don't get up and do something about this, they're going to accomplish what they set out to do. Now, just imagine, Tiffany, if we come together on the same level, planning, being patient, being persistent, and partnering with people and following our purpose as believers, just how much we can get done and just how much we can get done in our individual lives. That's heavy, girl.
Wow, that is an awesome point. I think it's so important that we start to support each other. It's room at the top for everybody. You know, we don't have to try to pull somebody else down. You know, it's room at the top. And the thing about it is that all the time we fight against each other and we're not even trying to do the same thing. Like, you got a clothing store. I got a, you know, I have a construction, you know, site. There's no reason why we can't get together. We're not even trying to go after the same people for the same service. So why are we fighting against each other?
But
we're going to support some other people, but that's a whole other story.
Well, you know what,
Tiffany? We have to start supporting each other. Go ahead, Pastor.
We got to. We got to. Now, think about what you just said. Now, the scripture said that you got to first count up the cost. When God gives you a vision and a plan, you got to count up the cost. And you need to make sure that you have the right things in place to make sure that whatever God has given you come to pass. Because guess what it's going to do? It's going to embarrass you if you don't count up the cost. If you don't plan, if you don't get the right people. And the scripture says in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. So you need people around you who can partner up with you and say, hey, listen, let's take a look at what we're doing here. And, I'm excited about this topic tonight. I'm very excited about this.
Well, praise God for your excitement. and think it's going further, that we do have people that can help us, because there's a woman out there listening right now who wants to go back to school. And she's like, I can't go back to school. Who's going to watch my kids? If you can find somebody to watch your kids, my grandma used to say, I will not watch your kids while you run the streets, but I will watch your kids while you're going to do something productive. Okay?
Come on now. Come on with somebody now.
Who's just excited about your graduation as you are, and you no longer let that be an excuse in your life. Every excuse that the enemy has put in your mind, you need to delete it out. Because the next
thing on the list
and being equipped is pitfalls. You have to keep pushing through the pitfalls. Pastor, you said earlier, obstacles are going to come. It's not going to be easy, but it's possible. If there's anybody in the world who is doing something that you want to do, it means it has been done before. If they can do it, you can do it. If God lets them do it, and like you said, some people ain't even godly, and they're doing it. What makes you think God is going to get you out there and not let you make it?
And fail you.
A lot of times, exactly, and not your child. But he's going to fail me, but he's going to let somebody else make it. Because when the pitfalls come, there will be times when you feel alone. There will be times that you just want to give up and say, forget it. There's going to be times like you're going to be like the children that you're just like, I don't want to talk to this Red Sea. Let me go back. I don't even want to press forward. But you have to know that that's just a part of the process. And when you come to those obstacles, you got to show up saying, hey, I was already expecting you. I was wondering when you were going to come. And when you have that mindset that this pitfall is not going to stop me or block me, you will not see it as a problem. You'll just see it as a hurdle that you are already prepared to go over. And and there are a lot of pitfalls, you know, that you can go through, that you can be, that arrive in your path when you're trying to get something done. It don't even have to, it's just pitfalls. You could be trying to go to work and a tire blow out, a pitfall.
I mean,
it's just always something. How many times does it feel like it's just one of them days? Everywhere I turn, like, devil, you ain't got nobody else to mess with today. Everything that could go wrong goes wrong. Go ahead,
Nancy. Exactly. One of the things that God gave me last week, he said this to me. He said, I'm not putting you in charge. I'm putting you in position.
Because I'm writing that down.
The position is going to put you in charge. God, and see, that's what we're too busy trying. A lot of people are trying to get in charge, Tiffany. But I believe what God is trying to do is put us in position. And once we come into position, then we come into possession. And that's why that Matthew 6:33 sticks out. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things that people are going after. Everybody's going after the things, but they're not going after God. And I believe if we start going after God, God will put us in position that will put us in charge. And that's so, I'm listening to what you're saying tonight, and everything that you have said started with the letter P, power, plan, patient, persistent, partnership, purpose, pitfall, and the process. Girl, you was on.
Wow. Well, my last P for this evening, too, and it's actually the title of this Empowerment Radio Revival. This is the year that ye shall pursue. And God gave me that. And he took me to the book of 1 Samuel 30 when David said to God, shall I pursue? Shall I take over them? And God told him, he said, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them. God said, pursue, for you shall. God is saying to somebody, go ahead because you shall. God already gave David the battle. He said, you shall. All you have to do is get up and get going. Pursue because you shall. So I don't know who I'm talking to on tonight, but I just want you to be encouraged to know that this is the year that you shall. Why? Because God said it. You shall pursue. You shall recover all. I said in the beginning of the show, there are some things that you started and you didn't finish. You know what that means? You lost some time. Because there are some things that you're trying to get done today that you should have did yesterday. But that's okay. God said, pursue, for you shall recover all of the time that was lost. God said, you shall pursue. And I want you all, again, to be encouraged. I want you to be empowered. I want you to be excited. I want you to be equipped.
Yes.
I want you to finish what you started. By the end of this year, somebody needs to be an author. By the end of this year, somebody needs to be a graduate. By the end of this year, somebody needs to be a business owner. Why? Because this is a year that you shall. The first thing that popped in your mind at the beginning of this show when I asked you the question, that is what you shall accomplish. Not because I don't want you to think like, oh, well, I got the promise. I don't have to do nothing. It's going to happen. No. We gave you all the tools that you need. You need to start planning. Yes. You better start partnering with positive people. If you don't have a positive partner, find me on Facebook. Oh, I will push you to do some things. I will pray over your business, over your dream. You have to put in the time. You have to be wary of those pitfalls. But at the end of the day, you shall win the battle. Pastor, give us some closing remarks. We have 3 minutes left. Go ahead. I'm going to let you take this time to encourage the people.
I'm encouraging to that. I definitely want to encourage those that are listening tonight. And I am so excited because of the purpose and the plan and the level of persistence. And one thing about that truth that Tiffany brought out tonight was talking about pursuing and recovering. And I'm learning you will never recover unless you pursue. You will never recover unless you pursue. And he told David, he said, and you shall recover all, not some of it. You're not pursuing what God has given you to do. Starting tonight, you got to get up and make sure that tomorrow you are putting the pieces together. And I tell people all the time, don't look for your feet to show up where your mind ain't. You better put your mind on your purpose. You better put your mind on your destiny, and you better start moving forward. And by the time you look, and guess what? You can't go forward looking back. You're going to have to let some people go. You're going to have to let some people, especially some haters, you're going to have to let them alone. Because it's always going to be a hater in the crowd. Look for them. But let them throw their rocks, take their rocks, and build the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. And I guarantee you, you will recover all. This is your season. This is your time. And we're believing God that God will get you to the place where you need to be this year, starting right now. Thank God for you, Sister Tiffany.
Thank you so much. And at the end of your faith, you said, right now. I want you to put your plan into action right now. Not February.
Right now.
Can't say the beginning of the year. Right now. Start thinking, start planning, make it happen. Tune into the show for further shows. I want you to go and follow the show so that you can get show updates. We'll have more guests, exciting topics, discussing relationships. We've got a lot going on for this second season. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, Pastor Bell, tell us where we can find you, your church.
Yeah, we have 10807 Wentworth. That's the New Light of the World. And also, we get ready for another show. It's called The Lord's Table. And one of our guests and our hosts will be me, myself, and also Sister Tiffany Nicole. Thank God for you.
Oh, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that, you all. You all have to stay connected and tuning into that, because the vision that this man had for that just completely blew my mind, and I'm so honored that you even consider me to be a part of it. On that point, we're going to end this episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Again, don't forget to find Lashandra to get your information on your life insurance. Get you some life insurance. Have a good night, everybody, and I am going to bed. Later.
Good night.